You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Right now, we're being joined by a cultural icon. We're talking about somebody everywhere from NWA to Friday. Are We There Yet? West Side Connection. And he's an entrepreneur. He's an actor, musician, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's my main man, Ice Cube. Cube, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Real good.
Absolutely. Beautiful thing here. Let's talk about the entrepreneurial side. I know we got a lot of listeners trying to figure out why Ice Cube is on sports radio right now, and it's all about a league that you started back in 2017, the Big Three, and you've been able to rock and roll for 6 years now. You're even going international with the final coming down in London, Barclays Center, Texas, Chicago, all over the place. For anyone who's not familiar with the league, fill us in on this Big Three.
The Big Three is professional three-on-three basketball. Played by some of the greatest players that ever played the game. The names you know playing the game you love. It's fast, it's physical, and it's innovative. And we're changing the game.
And we've seen legends. I've seen this up close and personal. Lisa Leslie as a coach, Charles Oakley, my main man, GP, Gary Payton, Dr. J, Nancy Lieb. You got some major names involved in this. How did the idea come about?
The idea came about because I'm a fan and I love sports. I love basketball and football. And so when the finals usually end, I would hibernate till you know, football season started. And I felt like it was a lot of people out there just like me, a lot of sports fans, who wanted something cool in the summer to really get behind with real stakes that, you know, had a championship in these 10 weeks that we're kind of without our favorite sports. So that's where the idea came from. And once I put the business model and plan together with my partner, Jeff Quantnitz, it just attracted some of the greatest names to ever play the game. They endorsed the league and been a part of the league some every year. So just them coming back every year is a big endorsement on what the league is about and how we treat these superstars, which, some people don't have room for their presence, but these are the best basketball minds walking the earth.
Ice Cube is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Listen, man, I've seen ISO Joe Johnson up in person. He's still out there getting buckets. We got a lot of athletes who can still ball out, who've gotten opportunities and then have gone back in to the NBA. More recently, despite all of the success that you have had, you put a video up a couple of weeks ago about some of the brushback and pushback that you've gotten from what you call gatekeepers. And you haven't been shy in talking about the NBA. You might have support from Monster and Microsoft, et cetera. Talk about what some of these impediments have been to continue to grow out the league.
Well, I think the biggest one is the NBA has a bylaw that states that no one who owns an NBA team can invest in a competing league. You know, the Big Three It's great. It's we got some of the best players to ever play the game playing 3-on-3, but no way, shape, or form are we competing with the NBA. So they need to cut that out. They're making billions of dollars every year, and we're trying to get over the hump. So no way, shape, or form are we competition. So we want Adam Silver, Mark Tatum, to drop that clause when it comes to us, because they're not doing it to the basketball league, TBT. NBA investors or NBA owners can invest in that. Now NBA owners can invest in slam ball, and they can invest in pickleball. They can invest in the NFL team, Major League Baseball, and the only thing that they can't invest in is the big three. And we think it's ridiculous, and they need to drop the clause, because it not only hurts, it not only, you know, affects current NBA team owners, but future owners, somebody who want to own a team one day, they're not going to get a big three team if they have a dream to own the Mavericks one day or the Suns or whatever. So that cuts out a lot of our investment pool, because if they buy a big three team, their dreams of owning an NBA team is dashed. So we think the clause is ridiculous, and that those guys should drop the clause, or they should not consider the Big Three as a competitive league.
Ice Cube is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. As I said, I've been out to the games. It's a hell of an experience. From all of the legends that are on the floor, you've had my main man T-Mac checking out games. You've had LeBron checking out games. You have DJs. You have music. And Barclays Center jumping. Every place jumping. Allstate Arena jumping. What sets this apart for anyone who hasn't seen it up close in person? It's one thing to watch it on CBS. It's another thing to see live.
Yeah, I mean, seeing a 7-footer play 3-on-3 is an amazing sight. But you know, it's a festival. It's a festival. You know, people throw that word around, but it's all day basketball. You can see the whole league. No other league in America besides probably NASCAR. You know, maybe tennis, where you can see the whole league, golf. But so it's an attraction. Can't see the whole league in basketball, in any league that's out there. So being able to see every single team, being able to see every single player that plays in the league, most of them, you know, it's a thrilling thing. And then you have entertainment. Dunkers, dancers, we're going to have breakers. We're going to celebrate the 50th anniversary of hip-hop in Brooklyn on Sunday. We're going to have some of the OGs out there, like KRS-One. Melly Mel going to come through. Her Grandmaster Flash going to slide through. So we want to salute those guys. M.O.P.
Mash Out Posse.
Yeah, so it's going down, and it's a fun event. It's a lot looser than an NBA game, so nobody gonna tackle you if you go and try to get an autograph from the Iceman or something. Kids, a lot of kids, because it's an affordable ticket, so you can take the whole family. Look at most NBA games; they're pretty corporate. It's just a great experience. And we only come around every now and then. We're not here every year. You know, we here and we gone. And the more love that we see, the more we'll be anxious to come back and bring it back. And, you know, it's the big three. Got to see it live if we're in your town. And if you can't see it live, check us out on CBS.
Ice Cube, he's here with us as we start to wrap up the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. This is a completely different event, as you mentioned, from the NBA. You mentioned the big wigs, the commissioner, the deputy commissioner. I know that they were aware of this before you even started. Are you open to going back inside and saying, hey, we can still work together, or have you completely closed that door?
No, I haven't. I do want to work with them. You know, the only reason where they look at us as competition is because they're not working with us. If we work together, we could, you know, we can do things in concert, and we can do things that make sense for the NBA, WNBA, G League, Big Three, FIBA, 3-on-3, FIBA 5-on-5. There's a lot of cool synergy that can happen. And I think what the NBA really should be worried about is it's a lot of foreign money. They just put together that LIV golf tournament. And I heard that they're thinking about putting the ABA back together. Now, they put the ABA back together and offer big-time NBA players those crazy numbers. The NBA has a real problem on their hands. So I think they should be worried about that more than the Big Three.
Let me tell you something, Ice Cube. We've seen you go from music to writing Friday to acting to entrepreneurship, everything that you're doing now. What's next for you, Cube? What other box do you need to check?
I'm not really checking boxes. I'm just doing what's cool, trying to get the people great entertainment, great, you know, things that they can do that's fun and things that I like to do. You know, this is a big endeavor, so I want to make sure we get this rolling downhill. And we want to sell teams to different cities and, you know, and really spread the wings of this league. You know, once that's done, then I'll think about what's my next creative mountain to climb.
Speaking of another business venture, Cube, I know you're a big Raiders fan. You just talked about selling teams that are already participating in the Big Three. What are your thoughts on a lot of the relocation and franchise movement in sports? Particularly, we got a lot of teams going out to Vegas. Your Raiders went out to Vegas. Are they going to move the Oakland A's out to Vegas? What are your thoughts on that and effect it has on fans?
I think, you know, it's double-edged sword. It's great for the city that's gaining teams. But it's sad for the city that has lost the team. I've lost football teams, you know, I've gained them and lost them. So, you know, I understand the feeling when a team packs up and leaves. Two teams left LA at the same time, same year, the Rams and the Raiders. So it hurts. But at the end of the day, you know, who else you going to root for if you're in Oakland? You're not going to root for the Giants. You're not going to root for the 49ers. So you're going to root for the Raiders, even if they're in Vegas. And now you got a reason to take a nice trip out to Vegas. It's not so far away, and it's not such a bad town. So you know, I think when it comes to Vegas, I think the California teams can live with that.
Okay. Ice Cube joining us. Has this experience soured you as an NBA fan? Are you watching less Lakers, or are you just kind of hands off? How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, it has. You know, I was a big fan of the NBA. And very cool with Adam Silver, you know. Text each other and, you know, wish each other well. He always invited me to all-star games and this and that. And so, yeah, it's sad to be in this position, but I wouldn't be going on this tour. I wouldn't be talking about stuff like this if we wasn't tampered with and our league wasn't harmed and hurt behind the scenes. We've heard from many executives at networks, at major Fortune 500 companies that they can't work with us because of their relationship with the NBA. And, you know, that's a shame because a lot of them want to work with us. A lot of those deals were far down the line in the 11th hour, and they were stomped out by the NBA office. So, of course, that sours me on the league. And, you know, I think they need to pivot because at the end of the day, you know, this is a stain on Adam Silver's legacy and Mark Tatum's too. It's a stain that they can easily remove and wipe out and be the good guys. But I don't see how they can win being the bad guys.
IQ, how can everybody listening here nationally on CBS support the Big Three, show up, show out, and maybe even travel out to the UK to check you guys in that final?
Without a doubt, you can always go to big3.com. If you had the Big Three app, or we're working on it, so that's kind of under construction, but big3.com, check us out. We in Brooklyn this weekend, Sunday. You can check us out on CBS, 1 o'clock Eastern. You can come out to Brooklyn. We in Memphis, Charlotte, Boston, Miami, Detroit, D.C., and London. So come check it out. If we come to your town, check us out, because you never know when we're going to come back. So I appreciate all the support, and I'm having fun with it, and I hope you have fun with it too.
All right, Cube, I appreciate you stopping by. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Summer's always the perfect time to invite your friends and family over for a backyard barbecue. And when you're looking to make your get-together a little better for you, Beyond Meat has you covered. Beyond's products are delicious, simple to cook, and can be added into so many different meals. It's seriously that easy. Like the new Beyond sausages, available in hot Italian style or brat. They're packed with protein, have that true meaty flavor, and sizzle great on the grill, just like you're used to. Plus, they're made with simple, plant-based ingredients that you can feel good about. And the best part, your friends may not even be able to tell. Look for the new Beyond sausage, now with new meatier taste, at your local store. For great recipes and where to buy Beyond sausage, go to beyondmeat.com and get ready to summer better with Beyond.
Hey, can you hear me?
Okay, good. Well, so can your potential customers right here on your Odyssey station. You might be used to skipping social ads, but you are still listening to me right now. And so are your clients. To learn how to drive more business and how Odyssey can help get your message to your customers, visit stateofaudio.com. That's stateofaudio.com.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks, ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open and try it, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, all Dew.
Stop by Quality Mart for a refreshingly good deal on Mountain Dew. Get two 20-ounce Mountain Dews for only $3.50. Do the Dew at Quality Mart.